Now it came about after this that Absalom provided for himself a chariot and horses and 50 men to run ahead of him. And Absalom used to rise early and stand beside the road to the gate. And when any man who had a lawsuit was to come before the king for judgment, Absalom would call out to him and say, "From what city are you?" And he would say, "Your servant is from one of the tribes of Israel." Then Absalom would say to him, "See, your claims are good and right, but you have no one to listen to you on the part of the king." Moreover, Absalom would say, "Oh, that someone would appoint me judge in the land. Then every man who has a lawsuit or claim could come to me and I would give him justice." And whenever a man approached to prostrate himself before him, he would put out his hand and take hold of him and kiss him. Judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the people of Israel. Now it came about at the end of 4 years that Absalom said to the king, "Please let me go and pay my vow which I have made to the Lord in Hebron, for your servant made a vow while I was living in Jeshurun Aram, saying if the Lord will indeed bring me back to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord." The king said to him, "Go in peace." So he got up and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout the tribes of Israel, saying, "As soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, 'Absalom is king in Hebron.'" Then 200 men went with Absalom from Jerusalem, who were invited and went innocently, for they did not know anything. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel the Gilonite, David's counselor from his city Gilo. While he was offering the sacrifices and the conspiracy was strong,
came to David saying, "The hearts of the people of Israel are with Absalom." So David said to all his servants who were with him in Jerusalem, "Arise and let's flee, for otherwise none of us will escape from Absalom. Go quickly, or he will hurry and overtake us and bring disaster on us and strike the city with the edge of a sword." Then the king's servant said to the king, "Behold, your servants will do whatever my lord the king chooses." So the king left all his household with him, But the king left 10 concubines behind to take care of the house. The king left and all the people with him, and they stopped at the last house. Now all of his servants passed by beside him, and all the Cherethites, all the Pelethites, and all the Kittites, 600 men who had come with him from Gath, passed by before the king. King said to Ittai the Gittite, why should you go with us too? Return and stay with your king, since you are a foreigner and an exile as well. Return to your own place. He came only yesterday, so should I make you wander with us? Turn and take your brothers back. Mercy and truth be with you. But did I answer the king and said, as the Lord lives, and as my Lord the king lives, wherever my Lord the king may be, whether for death or for life, surely shall your servant be. Then David said to Ittai, go and cross over the brook Kidron. So Ittai the Gittite crossed over with all his men and all the little ones who were with him. The country was weeping with a loud voice. All the people were crossing over. The king was also crossing over the brook Kidron. And all the people were crossing over toward the way of the wilderness.
Now behold, Zadok also came, and all the Levites with him, carrying the Ark of the Covenant of God. And they set down the Ark of God, and Abiathar came up until all the people had finished crossing over from the city. And the king said to Zadok, return the Ark of God to the city. If I find favor in the sight of the Lord, then he will bring me back and show me both it and his habitation. But if he says this, I have no delight in you, then here I am. Let him do to me as seems good to him. The king also said to Zadok the priest, are you not a seer? Return to the city in peace. Your two sons with you, your son Ahimaaz, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. See, I am going to wait at the river, crossing places of the wilderness, until word comes from you to inform me. So Zadok and Abiathar return the Ark of God to Jerusalem and remain there. Going up the ascent of the Mount of Olives, weeping as he went, and his head was covered, and he was walking barefoot. And all the people who were with him each covered his own head, and they were going up weeping as they went. Now someone informed David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, Lord, please make the advice of Ahithophel foolish. It happened as David was coming to the summit where God was worshipped. And behold, Hushai the archite met him with his coat torn and dust on his head. And David said to him, if you go over with me, then you will become a burden to me. But if you return to the city and say to Absalom, I will be your servant, O king, even as I was your father's servant in time past, so now I will also be your servant. Then you can foil the advice of Ahithophel. From the king's house, you shall report to Zadok and Abiathar the priest. Behold, their two sons are there with them, Ahimaaz, Zadok's son, and Jonathan, Abiathar's son. And by them you shall send me everything that you hear. So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem.